Track 4. Listening, Part 1. Multiple choice. Question 1. You hear a woman talking about telling jokes.
That was so funny. But you're really good at telling jokes, much better than me. My brother's away at college at the moment and he keeps sending me loads on email. And I read them, laugh a bit and file them away, so I've got quite a few in my head. But when I try to tell one, it never sounds very funny. I guess you need to be a bit of an actor, don't you? OK, tell me what I'm doing wrong. Have you heard the one about...
Question 2. You hear a man talking about writing books. I know I'm getting on. 93 next birthday. But that hasn't stopped me learning about new technology and things. I might be a bit slow, but I'm pretty good at writing on my laptop. I started writing historical novels about 10 years ago. I know, a bit of a late starter. And I'm on my third one now. I haven't had any success getting the first two published yet, but you never know. I usually write them out by hand first, and then type them up. My wife says it keeps me out of trouble. Would you like to read one? Question 3. You hear two people talking about children's books.
Well, it's an interesting question, and not that easy to remember. I had a lot of favourites, but I'm not sure which I'd put first. How about you?
It was a mystery story. A sort of adventure about five kids that went on a camping holiday. No idea who the author was, but I remember being really excited by it. So, what are you going to write about?
Probably one of the Alice books. I can say a lot about how they impress me. We don't have to hand it in till next week, so I can spend some more time thinking back.
I think I'll start mine as soon as I get home. These things take me ages. Look, the bell's going to go in a minute. Let's meet up at break tomorrow and chat about our ideas.
Question 4. You hear two people talking about a new drama series.
I just love this new drama series on Sundays. Like you, I read the book years ago, but I can't remember what happened at the end. Is Grant really a ghost?
I'm not telling you. But I agree it's good.
I was a bit worried that they'd praised it too much in the previews and that I'd be disappointed when I came to watch it. But it is every bit as good as the critics said. It leaves you at such an exciting point each week that it makes you really want to watch the next one.
Very true. Mind you, Angela Watson as the teacher is so scary I thought I'd have nightmares.
Question 5. You hear a voicemail message about a new job.
Hi, it's Janine. Good news, I got my first job as a voiceover artist. I'm due to record some reading books for blind people later this month. I've just read through one of them and it's a simplified version of a crime novel. I think it will be a really good book to listen to. Very exciting. I was wondering if you'd let me practice reading it to you, you know, and give me any advice. You're so experienced at this sort of thing. I'll be at home this evening if you're free to give me a call.
Question 6. You hear a woman talking about a lie she told.
OK, if we're talking about lies that we're ashamed of, then I've got a big one. I'm embarrassed to admit it, but I told my mum a really big lie when I was a teenager. I had been really into swimming, competitions and everything, but I was getting a bit fed up with it by the time I was 16. There were more interesting things to do, so when she thought I was going to training sessions after school every Thursday, really I was missing them and hanging out with my mates in town. She carried on paying for lessons for a whole term before she found out. That's terrible, isn't it?
Question 7. You hear two people talking about a writing competition.
Have you heard back from the judges in the short story competition yet?
No, not yet. Have you?
No, but I'm a bit worried about it. I don't think I'll do very well. I only left myself a couple of days to do it. I didn't want to miss the deadline and I rushed it a bit.
Even so, you're bound to win one of the prizes. You've got such a great imagination.
Thanks. I enjoyed writing it, even though it wasn't my favourite topic, but I don't think it was the best I've done. Whereas yours was brilliant. I couldn't put it down.
Question 8. You hear a voicemail message.
I recently booked tickets to see a performance of Romeo and Juliet at the Lyndhurst Theatre. I did the booking online and made the payment online too, which was relatively straightforward. And although I was worried that the tickets might not arrive in time, I got them very quickly. However, I was upset to discover that the main role wasn't being played by Lauren Hunter because she was on holiday. Couldn't this information have been put on the website before I and many others booked to see the play?